I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As evangelical groups make inroads among Turkey's Islamic population, Turks see them as interlopers. That's led to a lot of confusion about Christianity, resulting in a nationalist backlash. However, InterServe's Doug Van Bronckhorst has confidence in the tightly knit evangelical community.
I think that the Turkish church will still continue to be open about their faith. Clearly, this will make them more cautious in certain ways. Pray for their courage in the face of persecution. Pray, too, that they will continue to make the gospel a message of love and peace, even in the face of this kind of provocation.
Next, Little Samaritan Mission needs your help today, or they could lose a radio license to beam Christian music and programs into an area that has no Christian radio. Speaking from the Bucharest airport in Romania, Little Samaritan's Florin Pindicblaj says if they don't get the station on the air by the end of May, they'll lose their license. Pindicblaj says there's only one thing holding them back.
We have 70% of the fund already, so I have the money for antenna and for the transmitter, but for the studio and other things, you know, about $5,000 will help us to be on air by end of the month.
And Transworld Radio says a team of radio producers is widely ecstatic about the One Story approach to evangelism. One Story is Bible story teaching to oral learners, in this case, among the illiterate Fafulde and Kunari speakers of West Africa. After 1 year of specialized training, producers then launch into new recordings. Pray that the gospel takes root. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about stories heard on today's broadcast, call us at 1-800-995-4828. MNN can now be delivered daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type your email on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Greg Yoder.